Valcor shook his head and opened his eyes. For a moment, the room spun before coming into focus. A dull ache at the back of his skull told him everything he needed to know. Lucy had been hiding somewhere and had gotten the jump on him. He was still on the bridge and in his chair, but now his hands and feet were bound and secured to the hydraulic stand. He tested the binding, strong knots. Nice job, Lucy. Pulling his hands up, the rope stretched. He smiled. Not the best thing to tie up a Dactylian soldier with. He'd be out of these in no time. As he started the process of expanding the rope and wriggling his hands free, Lucy paced back and forth in front of him. Everything about her was familiar. The way she walked, that determined look on her face. Even her finger tapping against the trigger of his blaster. But the ship hadn't identified her as Ventician. What had it called her? Valcor Centaurum Number 2. Where the heck had that come from? He examined his physical reactions. No repulsion. Sniffing the air, he gagged. The vulgar stink of that metal bin. She had been in there. Lucy whirled around to face him. Finally, his shoulder rubbed his ear. Maybe you shouldn't have hit me so hard. Her eyes narrowed. Didn't hit you as hard as I would have liked to. That's not very nice now, is it? Pointing the blaster at his chest, she huffed. Why should I be? He shrugged. You're running this show. Why don't you tell me? I'll ask the questions here. The longer he kept her talking, the more time he had to break free. All right, go ahead. Her finger twitched on the trigger. Who am I? Valcor studied her face. He'd seen her before, but if she wasn't from Earth, the only other option was Ventician. Then why didn't he want to kill her? Instead, he wanted to hold her close, take her somewhere they could be alone, keep her hidden from those on deck tilt. Best keep all that to himself for now. I believe you're Lucy. The name felt wrong rolling off his tongue. Sounded foreign. Certainly he'd remember if he'd ever called her that before. And if he knew her, he would have spoken her name. His thumb slipped free. Flipping her hair over one shoulder, she growled, "Where did you hear that?" "At your domicile. I believe you call her a roommate." The woman's face paled. There, one hand free, he pulled at the knot at his other wrist. "I only discussed you with her. I did nothing else. Better not have." The green-eyed beauty took to pacing again. The more he watched, the more he wanted her. But her determined walk revealed she wanted something as well. "So, I gather Lucy isn't your real name?" That stopped her in her tracks. But she didn't face him again. And what if it isn't? Both hands free, letting some slack drop, he pushed his feet apart. "Then I don't know your name, so shall I just keep calling you Lucy?" She whirled around. "How about you keep your mouth shut?" He pulled the rope in his hands tight again, so she wouldn't notice the slack. "But you're asking questions. You don't want me to answer? Shut up!" She pointed the blaster at him again. He pressed his lips together, and she turned away, shoulders sagging. What an odd game to play. What did she want? Why tie him up at all? Why not just kill him? The heel of his left boot slipped above the ropes.